Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, March 19th, 2012.
In like a lamb, out like a lion.
It's fucking cold out here in Los Angeles, if you're wondering about the weather report yesterday. Cold does not bug me, unless I'm in Los Angeles. Then it bugs me. You know, if I'm in Cleveland, if I'm in Boston, if I'm in New York, if I'm in Philly, I don't give a fuck if it's cold. I'll put on a parka, right? But when I'm out here in L.A., it really bothers me. There's just something annoying about being cold while looking at a palm tree. It just fucking bugs the shit out of me. It just doesn't make any sense, you know? It's like seeing a skinny Santa Claus. It's like, what are you doing? I thought you're supposed to be a tub of shit. How can you be jolly if you're in shape? Have you ever met a jolly skinny person? You know, there's a certain level of being fat where you just find, I don't know. I don't know if you're just psyched because you're eating cookies and you don't give a shit, but you can still tie your shoes. Like, that's that level of fat you want to be at, where you're eating pizza and you're eating cookies. And yeah, you're fat, but you know, you put on a sweater and you go, oh, ho, ho, right? You got rosy cheeks, and nobody cares. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody's judging you. But then when you go beyond it, when you go beyond it is when your stomach comes out from underneath that sweater, and everybody can see it, you know? But you can't see it, right, because you're so fat. And even when the wind blows, you don't notice it because you're all warm with all that blubber, you know? There's a sweet spot of being fat where no one's making fun of you being fat and you're eating all shit food, but nobody's trashing you. So I guess that's what makes you jolly. You know, I get to eat all this shit food and nobody's judging me. Then once you go beyond it, then you start fucking crying, you know, on one of those reality shows. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even want to be doing this podcast right now. I'm not even lying. I'm not even going to lie to you. Can't even spit it out. I'm fucking exhausted, but I got a bunch of shit to do tomorrow, which is today, by the time you're listening to it. You know? I really don't feel like doing this shit, so it's going to be quick. I'm getting right to the fucking point. All right? I already solved why certain levels of fat people are jolly. You know, right there, if you guys weren't so selfish, that could take up your whole fucking week. You know? But not you guys. Oh, keep it coming. You like how I'm blaming you guys for this thing that I started? I just realized I haven't even looked at half of this fucking crap here. So, what happened this week, Bill? What'd you do this week, Willie? I didn't do any fucking stand. I think maybe I did stand up this week. I'm on vacation, people. I'm still on vacation. Still on vacation. As you guys sit there and you work, putting in an honest day work, making somebody else's dream come true. And that dream evidently was to stick everybody in these little fucking cubicles. You ever think what a fire hazard a cubicle is? What if there's a fire in your little doorway, you know? There's no other way to get out. What are you going to do? Shouldn't there be another doorway to the cubicle next to you? Do you have a little ladder on the front of it where you climb up and over your terminal? Why are you still sitting in that fucking thing? Surrounded by plastic. They can't give you anything. How about, like, can they make your mouse made out of, like, wood? Or maybe some sort of precious metal to somehow act like they give a fuck about you on any level? Do you know I have I live in this old house now. This old house is fucking old. This old house has old wiring. This old house has fucked up plumbing. And Billy's got to pay for it. This old house has got a little garage. And I got a big fat truck. And every time I back it in, I start saying goddamn and fuck. I can't fucking get it in the garage. So you know what I did the other day? I said, hey, who knows how to make garage doors wider? And I found somebody. I found somebody on makemygaragedoorswider.com. And the person came over and they made my garage doors wider. And I backed my fucking truck in there. You know? Fucking like butter. So you guys don't have to listen to me bitch about that again. So now I'm sitting there going, this is fucking great. You know, I can put my truck in there. I don't have to worry about it. You know, and there's no problems. So what do? I fucking jump in the Prius the other day. You know, the yin and the yang. I got the gas guzzler and I got the, oh my God, that's like a tree kind of car. So I'm going to go down and watch some Final Four fucking action or whatever, March Madness, whatever you call it. And, you know, as you guys know, I'm not a big fan of basketball. I love the first 97% of it. It's that last 3% with the 58 timeouts and the fouls and the commercials. You know, I watched a game today. It was one of the worst sporting experiences I've ever had. I watched St. Louis, the St. Louis Fairies or something like that. There was some sort of the Gremlins versus the Michigan State Spartans. Okay, 20-minute first half, 20-minute second half. Okay, the first, I don't know, 38 minutes of the game, or not even, 37 minutes of the game. I don't know. It seemed like it took 90 minutes to play. It's flying, and I'm like, this is why I love college basketball as opposed to the excruciating 48 minutes of NBA hoop. And then what happens? The final fucking 3 minutes, I swear to God, it took 50 minutes to play. Jesus Christ. They're up by 7. It's over. Foul! Foul! That took 0.8 seconds off the clock, goes to the line for a 1-1. Fucking guy misses the ball, he throws it down. Foul! Fucking fouls another guy, right? Timeout! Fucking, I had my shoes on. I'm trying to leave because I got to give my buddy a ride because I got shit to do, but we want to see the end of the fucking game. And I swear to God, the final 45 seconds... It took like 6 minutes to play 45 seconds. And I know every once in a while, somebody can hit that big shot and everybody goes, oh, shit, in a Buffalo Wild Wings, right? And then your slutty waitress comes over with her ref shirt tied off, you know, just under the titties, cleavage showing. Hey, guys, how are you? You want some more wings? Did we win? Yay! Stick the legal tender in my orifice, please. Right? I know every once in a while you have one of those things, right? But you know what? 99% of the time in basketball, that doesn't happen. And you're just sitting there letting 6 minutes of your life go by to watch 45 seconds of action. You know? I don't know. So anyway, so I go over to a buddy of mine's house. There we go. It's actually an apartment. Why do you have to exaggerate, Bill? You know, why are you trying to enhance your life? And I go, fuck yourself. All right, so I drive over to his apartment, right? And he lives in this part of the city where there's no fucking parking. And I'm really trying not to lose my shit. I'm trying to control my temper. Because I don't want to be this guy. I really don't. I'd like to be jolly. I like to eat some pizzas, some cookies, and have my stomach hanging out underneath my sweater and nobody gives me shit about it, right? So whatever. So I get my fucking Prius and I drive down the road and I can't find the parking. So I say, fuck it. You know, I'm going to park at a meter. So I park at the meter and I reach into my little fucking console to get out my little baggie of quarters. And I forgot they're not there because that cunt broke my fucking window in my driveway, broke the window of my fucking car and stole the bag of quarters. Well, yeah, at least I got this. Douche, right? And then I have to pay for the fucking window. So I pull up to the meter and I don't have any quarters. So I go, all right. Evidently, I have to use my credit card, something I don't like doing. I don't like using my credit card on, you know, on a parking meter. I don't like doing that because there's a record that I was there. Okay, now I stick that thing in and that takes a lot of stuff off the table for me. Okay, I can't, like, get into a fight with somebody, and he pulls a knife, we wrestle for it, and he falls on it and dies, but I have no connection to him, and, you know, and I can't just fucking leave without getting caught, right? I can't call somebody a cunt. I can do all that stuff, but there's the paper trail. He was there. No, I wasn't. Yes, you were. We got your credit card. Well, I didn't call her a cunt. Well, why'd you lie about being there? All right, listen. Am I being charged with anything? Because if I am, I want a lawyer. If not, I'm fucking leaving. All right? Remember that? First 48. That's what you say. So anyways, so I got to use the fucking credit card. So I use the credit card. All right? All I can get is 2 hours of time. There's an hour and something on the meter, so I'm trying to pay for 20 minutes. It's all fucking confusing. I gave them 2 hours of time for 20 minutes. So I go and I walk in this guy's fucking apartment. I watch the goddamn game, right? I'm thinking 2 hours is going to be enough. Timeout, foul, timeout, all that fucking bullshit, right? By the time I figure out what's going on, it's 3.5 hours later, and I'm like, God, Jesus Christ, you're an idiot, Bill. You forgot you've parked at a fucking meter. You're going to have a ticket, right? And I come walking down the street, and I'm walking up to my car, and what do I see? The fucking meter maid, who's a guy, pulls up. I still call them meter maids, even if it's a guy. You know, what kind of a fucking man does that job? I don't give a shit if it is a recession. Go break into somebody's Prius. Be a man about it, right? I see the fucking meter maid man pulls up right as I'm there, and I'm laughing my ass off going, you got to be fucking kidding me. I got away with it, and I jump in my Prius, and I drive away. Laughing my ass off. Call up my buddy. Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. I got there ready to fucking blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you had to be there, right? I'm out thinking it's the fucking greatest story ever. All right, put my car in the fucking driveway. I don't know what I did after that. Came inside, had a couple of whiskeys, and I yelled at everyone in the house that I love. You know, typical evening for me. So the next morning, I wake up, and I looked at the side of my car, and evidently somebody had hit my fucking car. I'm driving away last night, you know? I'm driving away thinking, oh, look at me. I got away from the fucking meter maid, and somebody caved in the entire side of my fucking car. You know? I don't know what it is about my Prius. It's just fucking every fucking 3 days somebody smashes into it. I just can't keep the dents out of it. You know, I'm not one of these douchebags who gets a fucking car and when something breaks, you just say fuck it and you leave it that way. And next thing you know, you look like Lamont driving over to Fred Sanford's house. I'm not going out like that. Even if it is a Prius, I'm keeping it nice. All right? I get the fucking thing detailed. I don't give a shit. I get the fucking interior shampooed. I keep it nice. I'm not driving around with some... You know, it's already bad enough. I'm riding around on something that has bicycle tires. On top of that, I'm going to have fucking dents in it. All right? I got an image here, people. I'm trying to keep up. Ah, Christ. I'm so fucking tired right now. I don't want to do this goddamn podcast. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking. What am I talking about? Did I tell you guys I saw Sandra Bernhardt this weekend? I didn't do any stand-up. I went down and... with me and her mama, we went down and we saw Sandra Bernhardt down at the La Jolla Playhouse or something like that. And she was fucking awesome. Goddamn rock star. You know, it's kind of a cabaret thing where she would sing songs and that type of stuff, you know. And I think I was the only straight guy there under the age of 45. But I loved it. I actually wish that she would do more stand-up. She was fucking hilarious. And I don't know. She was just, I don't know. That perfect kind of just not giving a fuck. Just an absolute beast. I've always been a huge fan of hers. And so if you get a chance to see her, I definitely fucking recommend it. The fuck was she going to? She went off on, she did like fucking 10 minutes on Gwyneth Paltrow, just trashing her. It's phenomenal. And all her shit about, you know, watching TV and making fun of Cindy Crawford's stupid Cindy... serum, all that shit. It was a phenomenal night. I actually got to sit and watch somebody else do stand-up for once. You know, stood in line, bought a DVD for Nia, right? And then stuck out my hand, oh, I'm a comedian too. Right? Did that, took a picture, you know? I had a little fanboy night. It was nice. Then some asshole has to cave in the side of my fucking car. Oh, Jesus, what the hell am I talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about anymore, you know? You know what I think it's time for, people? I think it's time for a fucking commercial. New this week, Blow Pops. Remember those things that the ice cream man used to sell? Those red, white, and blue rockets? Teaches the girls how to suck dick. Nice, right? Well, they're on sale, people. They're on sale this week. If an ice cream truck comes by, you just mention this podcast and you just yell out, hey! My sister's already sucking dick. And they'll give you 10% off a blow pop. All right? Nah, what the fuck am I talking? Sorry. I don't have the copy in front of me. Where the hell is it? The fuck is wrong with me? Why wouldn't I have any of this? Oh, there it is. The advertising schedule here. What do we got? Stamps.com again? Do I really need to go through this again? Stamps.com, everybody? You know the deal. How would you like to have the post office in your own apartment?
But, Bill, I don't think it'll fit.
Relax. I don't mean literally. Stamps.com, everybody. Have you ever been sitting around rubbing your balls at 1 in the morning going, God, I wish I could put a stamp on a letter? Well, with Stamps.com, that dream is now a reality. Okay, so why don't you call Oprah and start crying about it because your dreams have come true. All right? Look, no one wants to go down to the post office. It's a dangerous place to go, okay? Every 6 weeks, somebody's down there doing something crazy, right? There's always some homeless guy, you know, holding the door for you as you walk in and then expects, you know, that you're going to pay him on the way out. Like that's how life is. Like that's how quickly you get a return investment, you know? Like I couldn't open that door myself, you filthy son of a bitch. Why do you want to deal with that? Forget about when you go in there and there's some old lady trying to mail her dentures to Cincinnati. You don't want to stand behind that. How do I weigh it? Wouldn't it be nice if you had a scale in your own apartment, a house, a dwelling, or even your cubicle? All you got to do, people, is go to stamps.com. You can buy and print official U.S. postage on your own computer. And you can print out those stamps, everybody. What'd you think? You were just going to stare at them on the screen? They got it all figured out. All right? Stamps.com will also give you a digital scale to weigh your packages. You type in the zip code. It's very easy. I've been sending all my DVDs. It's amazing. It is amazing. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. All 17 of them. If you use my last name, Burr, B-U-R-R, all capital letters, you get a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and $55 in free postage. Okay? I don't know what else you need. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone, the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. You type in Burr. That's stamps.com, everybody. Enter Burr. How was that? Was that a nice read? I think it was. I think there was just enough comedy in there while I got the information out, too. Oh, Jesus. So anyways, I live in this old ass house. All right. And whoever lived here before, I don't think the people right before, the people before them. This is a great old house. And the great thing about having an old house is they have these old fixtures, door handles, hinges, other handles, you know, wood carvings, all that type of stuff that makes the thing unique. You know what the worst is when somebody lives in the house before you and they don't fucking appreciate it. And what they do is they take all those wonderful features, they take them out, they go down to Home Depot and they buy some plastic hunk of shit and use that as a goddamn door handle. Well, you know what? That's not how I roll. Am I really going to talk about brass door handles at this point? Is that how far the fucking podcast has come? I got a fucking door handle. It's made out of brass, and it has 90 years of schmutz on it, okay? Fatty Arbuckle banged a whore up against it probably sometime in the early 30s, and that schmutz from that whore's twat is still on the door handle, okay? And I went out and bought myself a little fucking kit, and I'm trying to polish that thing today, and I realized how annoying it must have been to work for rich people back in the day. We had to polish up their candelabras and their fucking spoons in their teacups. Oh, my God. I would fucking rub my balls on all their fucking forks and everything before I put them in the drawer. And there's no way these people didn't do that. There is nothing more annoying. And I know these people back in the day had no idea what an iPad was. You know? They had no idea what it would be like to have live streaming porn on some little fucking plastic box right on their table where they could rub one out whenever they wanted to. I realized it was a simple time. You know, back in the day, like an apple was a dessert. At least according to my research, it was. Remember that back in the day, you'd watch those Tom Sawyer movies and they'd be, hey, whitewash my fence and I'll give you an apple. Boy, oh boy, a fucking apple. Kid couldn't believe it. I don't understand. You figured then there was a whole bunch of apple trees all around. Why don't you go climb one up, you dumb fuck? You wouldn't have to paint the fence if you really thought about it. But then again, he was an orphan. Wasn't Tom Sawyer an orphan? Or was it Huck Finn? I don't fucking know. What am I talking about? Anyways, to be back in the day, just have to sit there and shine up all these fucking rich people's bullshit. You know? I bought this that you can't afford. Make it even shinier. And you got to sit there doing that, you know? The same motion over and over again. The fucking, your knuckles swelling up, right? Just sitting there, you know, going, you know, I always want to drive a stagecoach, and that dream just never happened for you. And there you are, your whole fucking life, you got to sit there and shine spoons. Not wash them. You got to wash them, and then you got to fucking shine them up. Let me tell you something. I fucked with this brass door handle for about 20 minutes, and I was like, you know what? Fuck this. No, I didn't. I went on YouTube and actually looked up how to shine a brass fucking door. So now I'm going down to the fucking hardware store tomorrow, and I'm going to get some fucking low-grade or high-grade fucking SOS pad, and I'm going to do that with a little toothbrush tomorrow. Shine this son of a bitch up, and somehow I feel like it's going to fill the void. Oh, God. Can you guys feel me slowly going crazy? Well, if you can't, I don't give a fuck. Hey, if you've been wondering, you know, I've realized that forever I haven't even told you guys how to email me. It's bill@themmpodcast.com. All right. That's the A with the circle around it, like Walt Disney drew it, right? bill@themmpodcast.com. Okay. I said it three times. If you can't figure it out, go fuck yourself. I don't even say go fuck yourself, because if you're trying to email me to tell me I gave you the wrong email, I'm not going to get it. You can either go there or go to billbird.com/contact. And contact is spelt the American way, C-O-N-T-A-C-T. Okay? Not the Hungarian way. Is that a fucking moth, you goddamn cunts? Oh, my God, you motherfucker. Buy an old house that has such character. Hang on a second. I'm going to kill that fucking thing and risk losing all my PETA listeners. Hang on.
Fucking motherfucker. And end of your life, bitch. Yeah, that's it. That's what happened. That's how that ended.
All right, I'm back. One less moth in the house trying to eat my fucking sweaters. The mothballs work, or that's like ice cubes in the drink of moths. Do they? Because I swear to God, I got mothballs all over the fucking place, and I think they're throwing them in a highball glass as they fucking chow down my turtlenecks. I dress like Dick Cavett now. Did I tell you guys that? Anyways, the contact link at the top of billbird.com is bill@themmpodcast.com or billbird.com/contact. Send me an email, you know, let me know you're listening. Do it, don't do it. Who gives a fuck? Do you even give a fuck at this point? I think a lot of my listeners right now are just sitting with their head on their hand, just staring off into space. And I got to be honest with you, that's exactly how I feel. I just don't have time to do this tomorrow morning, so I'm doing it right now. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when you're building a toy for your kid and you don't really want to do it. You know, you're just plowing through it. You're not even thinking about the joy he's going to have. You're just trying to get to step 8 where you can just finish this whole fucking thing. You know, last week I brought up the different types of cock blocks. Last week I brought up the announcer, that guy who can cock block you from across the room. The second he sees something, you know, happening between, hey, what's going on over here? Look out for that guy. Right? That guy. You know, then you got to slowly slide your hand back down the thigh, back from out from underneath the dress. You know, you just probably have a good time. So here's another type of cock block. Evidently, this person named the 007s. This is the friend of the girl you're trying to hook up with, or who acts like she's indifferent and acts like she's indifferent about heading back to your or what? The friend of the girl you're trying to hook up with who acts like she's indifferent about heading back to your place or staying at the party, but is secretly texting 1,000 reasons to her friend as to why they should get the fuck out of there. Oh, that's the worst. That's right. Why don't you just man up and say, I don't want to bang you. I'm leaving. So anyways, just because she's not getting any attention. She's always got some stupid passive-aggressive look on her face as she's texting and going on about why they got to get to Mikey's because everyone's there. Yeah, it's always, you know, is there anything worse? You know what's something? What do you think is worse? The guy, your buddy cock blocking you? Or the ugly friend of the hot girl? You know?
Marissa, let's go.
You know what I wish I did back in the day? Because I always tried to ignore that person and just keep working on the other girl. Even though I wanted to tell the fucking ugly one to go fuck herself. It's always killed me that I never did because it never worked out. Once that girl's, Marissa, I have to get out of here.
Come on, let's go. Marissa, you've had too much to drink.
Like that one, like I just wish just one time I just said,
I'm sorry no one wants to fuck you. Sorry you're ugly. Work on your personality.
Right? I might as well have done that because once that fucking goddamn, I don't know what, something big and hairy, abominable snowman, Bigfoot, I don't know what. If I was fucking not so sleepy, I would have had something funny there. You know, once she starts fucking yelling, the Marissa girl's not going to bang you. You know what I mean? She's not going to bang you. Well, maybe you should just lean into Marissa and just be like, hey, let me ask you a question. Why do you hang out with such ugly women? You know, what's your deal? What, are you insecure or something? No, you can't say what are you insecure. You got to keep it about the other one. Do you have any good-looking friends? Just something. Just something so you can go down swinging. I have no idea. Why am I excited about the baseball season start? I haven't watched baseball since David Ortiz flunked some test. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. For some reason, I'm excited about baseball. I don't know why that is. Well, Bill, we don't know either. Can you figure it out? Can you say something funny about it? Or are you just going to just leave it out there? All right, this guy wants money advice. Jesus Christ, there's no way I'm making an hour. This is 27 minutes in, and I'm flailing. Absolutely flailing. Throw the damn towel. Which Rocky was that?
Throw the damn towel. Throw the damn towel.
What one was that? That was the one where Apollo Creed got fucking killed by the Russian. I must break you, right? Those cheating bastards. Money advice. Bill, I'm an OTR truck driver. What the fuck is that? Off track? Betting? What is that? OT? I don't know what that is. All right. I'll take your word for it. I'm an OTR truck driver and have a problem with blowing fucking money like a politician. I have a wonderful fiance with a great head on her shoulders, and she is great with money. Every time I see the bank statements, the balance is more and more, so I know she's doing a bang-up job with our finances. Well, let me tell you something, sir. You are one perceptive son of a bitch. keep seeing a number bigger, and I know that that must be a good thing. So what's the fucking problem, you say? Well, like I said, I'm terrible with money, so I got one of them prepaid debit cards. He literally wrote one of them. I like this guy. He talks like Elvis. And every Tuesday, payday, my girl puts $50 on there so I can get groceries. That way I don't turn into one of these fat shits that eats every meal out of the Wendy's. Out of the Wendy's. Oh, God, this guy's great. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be done. We're going to get some hookers at the next truck stop. We ain't going to wear condoms and shoot some drugs. And we'll all get fucking AIDS and pass it all around. Well, $50 is good for 1 week of groceries. But it's like pulling fucking teeth for extra money. Like, say, for drinks or some rubbers. No, like for drinks or some extracurriculars. Am I an asshole for thinking I deserve a few extra bucks or what the fuck, Bill? By the way, Nia has a sexy fucking voice, and go fuck yourself. Are you an asshole for thinking you deserve a few extra bucks? Absolutely. The fact that that poor woman is legally bound to you and you have no concept of how to hold on to money, that would be like, I mean, you're a guy. Like, you're supposed to fucking earn a living to support a family, right? If you have no concept of that, that would be like if she had no concept of like how to have a baby or how to blow somebody. You know what I mean? Because that's what their job is, sucking dick and making babies. Such an idiot. Oh, God. Imagine if I had the balls to run for president after doing this podcast for 5 years. How easy would it be to take me down? Dude, why don't you learn about money? Do you really just want to float around like with your fucking eyes wide open, just not getting it? Don't you want to understand money? She's giving you $50 a week. You know why? Because you're too fucking stupid to get 60. And I'm sure you can crawl under a truck and modify it. I'm not saying you're straight across the board dumb. But to not to understand money, it's, I swear to God, dude, is one of the dumbest things that you, honestly, and this is for everybody, it's one of the dumbest things you could ever do in life is, I understand not understanding money up to about 18, 19, but once you're to the point where you can go to a library, where you can go on the internet and you can just read up on it, okay? If you don't understand money, you're going to be behind the eight ball for your entire fucking life. And you're basically going to be an indentured servant to credit card companies and banks. And your life is going to suck way more than it needs to. Okay? I'm not saying that just because you understand money, one of your kidneys isn't going to shit the bed. Bad shit's already going to happen. You don't need to compound it with not understanding money. All right? This woman is the best thing that ever fucking happened to you. You don't understand money, and you want money for drinks and some extracurriculars. What does that mean? An eight ball? If you're starting with drinks, and then you say, I like how, say for drinks or some extracurriculars, like boozing to you isn't even an extracurricular activity. That's just, you know, that's like nourishment for you. So I'm assuming that extracurriculars is at least a bag of weed or maybe some condoms to bang some trucker whore, truck stop whore. You know? Listen, sir, you got a great fucking woman, but she's only going to put up with you not understanding money for so long. Because at some point, she's going to want a goddamn man. Okay? Especially once you have a couple of kids. She doesn't need you being some adult kid. So I would say read up on money. And you'd understand what a favor she's doing for you. If your bank balance is going up, you're doing better than 90% of the people out there. All right? So here's a good thing. You got a fucking angel, and she's smart. And just read up on money. All right? She's also keeping you in shape. Go buy groceries. Don't become a tub of shit. You know? She's basically, without you even realizing or possibly even her, she's laying down the gauntlet here. She's basically saying in her own cute way, I don't want to be married to some fat, broke trucker. All right, so read up on money. Keep eating your fucking pears and fruit out there, and you'll be fine. All righty. There you go. All right, hyphenating name. Hey, Bill, my girl was thinking about hyphenating. Did I say hyperventilating earlier? I can't even remember 5 seconds ago. I'm this sleepy. My girl was thinking of hyphenating her name when we get married. I'm not some archaic patriarchal nutcase, but I think the whole concept is absolutely ridiculous for one reason. First of all, I love that if you even disagree with some fucking horseshit a woman's going to do at this point, you always have to say, no, I'm not some caveman. So anyways, he goes, I think it's absolutely ridiculous for one reason. Say we have a daughter and our daughter wants to be like mommy and get her name hyphenated. Then she will have three names. If she has a daughter who does the same thing, she will have four names. Absolutely ridiculous. Your thoughts? Yeah, I would say that women hyphenating their last names is basically the same as, that's like their prenup, you know? So they can just drop you off, you know, if you get divorced, they can just sort of chop you off like an appendix, you know? Like you're this thing that isn't really necessary, but for some reason is still there, but you can live without it. You know, look, she's either marrying you or she isn't. Okay? Because I got to be honest with you. When I'm on the road and some married woman with a hyphenated name comes up to me, I think I'm 50% in the game. Hey, I'm not fucking Sarah Ann Russell. I'm just trying to fuck Sarah Ann. Why don't you drop the Russell tonight, baby? No, I'm just fucking with you. What do I think about that? I don't know. A woman with a hyphenated last name, to me, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. That says to me that she doesn't want a husband. She wants a wife. She's going to be a terrible mother, and she's going to focus on her career. That's what I think. But then again, I'm ignorant. You know? What are you going to be, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.? What is a good fucking hyphenated name? Doesn't that chick who, that raven-haired beauty who married Michael Douglas, isn't her name like Ephraim Zeta Jones? Catherine Zeta Jones Douglas? Is that how she is, or she just kept her last name? Look, if me and Nia ever get fucking married and she goes, I don't want to take your last name or I want to hyphenate it, I'd be like, you know what, just, you know, don't fucking, you know, don't pander to me here, all right? I just, either you're fucking taking my name or you're not. You're not doing this fucking hyphenated shit. Keep your own last name. I don't give a fuck. But our kids are going to have my last name. Because I'm the goddamn man, and I'm stronger than you. That's how it's going down. I'm going to be honest with you. That hyphenating name thing is fucking weird to me. I think you should either just be like, look, I'm not taking your last name, and just be done with it. Or the hyphenating name is, you know, I noticed that a lot of chicks on Facebook do that. So they can get in touch with guys they used to bang back in high school and college so they can still be found. You know? That's what I think. So there you go. I think she's got a wild streak in her. I don't think she's ready to settle down. She doesn't want that barn door to close. She'll go into the barn, but don't close that door. She's going to start kicking. Advice. Hey, Bill. I need some advice. Oh, I didn't give you any. What do you think about it? Yeah, I think it is fucking ridiculous. All right? Just say, look, if I'm going to pay for your fucking life, who's kidding who? That's what's going to happen. You're going to pay for it one way or another. You are going to pay for it. You're going to have most of the fucking financial responsibilities, and you're going to die before she does. That's basically how it goes. You know, can you at least just take my fucking last name and act like you're with me? You fucking unappreciative son of a bitch. Advice. Hey, Bill, I need some advice badly. I've got a fucking delicate situation I'm working with, and I'm not sure how to handle it. I swear to God, this is how this guy's writing. I like it. It's very conversational. A little pertinent first. I'm a 20-year-old living with my parents. My 21st is the 20th. It's like a math problem. If a train leaves at 20 and the 21st is on the 20th, mid-April, I plan on getting a vasectomy. I do not want advice about this. Well, you're going to get judged. What are you, one of those population people? I haven't gotten laid in about a year and a half. Story, last Friday the 9th, there was a party at a friend's house, Kelly's. Her parents were out of town and she was a senior. Why did I say her name? Is she of age? Everyone was drinking, a lot of fun. Party's winding down and we go upstairs. Saturday morning, I woke up in her bed. We go to breakfast, had a real nice time. Saturday night, I go over, no party, just great sex. I suggest a new position. She loses her mind. Says it was the best sex of her life. It's a great story so far. What could go wrong? As we're cuddling, falling asleep Saturday into Sunday, I casually suggest that we should never date. And she completely agrees. Oh my God, this girl's a fucking angel. What could go wrong, right? Backstep a little bit. I broke up with my very unserious girlfriend and also a senior at the same high school about 2 or 3 weeks ago, saying I want a more serious relationship. Completely true. The fucking challenge is, should I try and keep this thing going or quit while I'm ahead? The only potential downside is if word gets out, it would put a lot of strain on the relationship with one of my extremely good friends. Also, my ex-best friend. All right, so you're banging your ex-best friend's girlfriend. Do I need to read the rest of this? Yeah, quit while you're ahead, dude. Unless you don't give a shit about your best friend. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would get the fuck out of it. Let me reread that again in case I messed it up. I'm sorry, I'm fucking half asleep here. The only potential downside is if word gets out, you'll put a lot of stress on with one of my extremely good friends, also my ex's best friend. Dude, I can't do the math on that. I'm too fucking tired. You're basically, as far as I can tell, there's a cocktail party right around the corner, and you're on just the other side of the wall banging the boss's girl. There's something going on here. Yeah, dude, get the fuck out. Pull a ripcord. You banged her. It was great. You're young. It's going to be another, there's going to be others. Don't worry about it. All right? All I can tell you is don't get a vasectomy so you don't have to wear a condom. Wear a condom. All right? Definitely do that. You don't need that shit. All right? You don't need any of that shit that comes along with that fucking level. Jesus Christ. What are we up to? Guys, can I tap out early? You guys ever go sick early on a Friday? You go home? I get a tummy ache. I want to go home, right? And then you go down to the local bar and you start fucking drinking, right? Then all of a sudden some girl in a jean fucking skirt starts dancing a little provocatively. And next thing you know, you're yelling, college boy, you're next, right? God, Lord, was that an accused? Yes, it was. Bon Jovi car, everybody. I'm blown. Hey, you know what? I think it's time for advertising. Oh, great timing on this one. Amazon.com, everybody. If you're thinking about buying any, let me just get through all the fucking ads so we can get back to the unbelievably mediocre level of funny that I'm bringing this week. Amazon.com, everybody. All right? If you're thinking of going, you're thinking about buying something, not saying you gotta, but if you're thinking of buying something, all right, on Amazon.com, and you'd like to contribute to my podcast without it costing you one more dime, just go to Amazon.com. Go, back it up. Go to BillBurr.com. Click on the podcast page. You look on the right-hand side. You'll see an Amazon.com banner. All right? One for America, one for UK, and one for Canada. Click on whatever country you're in, and the second you go there, whatever you buy, they give me a little kickback, and I take 10% of the kickback, and I give it to the Wounded Warriors Project. There you go. Bing, bang, boom. All done. You donated to the podcast, and you helped out the Wounded Warriors. You know, I just realized, you know what would be fucked up? Is what if I got a Afghanistan Amazon.com, and 10% of it went to the Wounded Warriors? You know, I don't think I'd sell anything over there. Gamefly.com, everybody. It's the best way to rent video games. Over 8,000 games, no late fees, cancel anytime. Introducing unlimited PC play. Monday morning podcast listeners, you get a 15-day free trial. 15 effing days of 8,000 games free, delivered to your house free, right to your PC. Okay? All you do is go to Gamefly, www.gamefly.com/burr to activate the special offer. Look at that. Would you look at that? Because of me, you have the post office in your house. Okay, you're doing that while you're hitting pause on 8,000 games. Incredible. And then if you go to buy a fucking beanie on Amazon.com, you can help out the Wounded Warriors. You know? And help me make my garage doors wider. Everybody's winning. Here's something that's really been doing well. The skate fenders. People are buying them. People are sending me emails telling me they're loving them. Telling them they're taking pucks in their foot and they can barely even feel it. Go to skatefender.com and type in the promotional code Bill Burr. All lowercase. No space for $5 off skate fenders. I highly recommend them. I'm playing hockey tomorrow night. I'm putting them on and I'm going to be a shot blocking motherfucker. Because I got protection on my feet. Skatefender.com. All right. There you go. That's it for those. That's it for those. And, oh, hey, did you see this shit? Did you see this shit about that fucking guy who's got that, you know, he went over to Uganda. That guy, Coney 2012. You see that? You see how quickly they brought that guy down? This guy shines a light on on himself first and foremost and how he and his child are dealing with it, which was really bizarre. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it was enough for me to see the boy soldier crying because he saw his brother have his neck sliced right in front of him. You know, and he goes from that to be a, now I'm going to sit my son down and tell him about the, it's like, I didn't even get it. All right. So anyways, this guy shines a light on this bullshit that's going on over there, and all of a sudden everybody's in an uproar. All of a sudden everybody gives a fuck about Uganda and these boy soldiers. You know? And all of a sudden the United States government is going, dude, we're fighting two wars. We can't even afford to fight one. Now this guy's bringing this shit up. Gee, wouldn't it be nice if something fucking happened that would discredit him? Next thing you know, a couple days later, hey, this guy connected with the film from that Coney 2012 gets caught jerking off in public. Was I the only guy who found that unbelievably fucking convenient? I didn't buy it for a second. In fact, I tweeted, you know, back in the day, they used to assassinate you. Now they just do this. You know what I mean? If they can make it look like we landed on the moon in 1969, you don't think that they can make you, anybody they want, make it look like you're rubbing one out in the fucking parking lot? I don't buy it. What that fucking douchebag was doing, not douchebag, that fucking self-serving cunt, there we go, that's what I was trying to say. What he was doing with that film was he was putting pressure on the United States to go over there and fucking somehow insert themselves into that situation, which would have cost a ton of fucking money. You know? But there's no way to be like, hey, fuck those boy soldiers. You know? Because of what it says in our pamphlet. You know, give us you're weak, give us your poor, and we'll exploit the shit out of them and let them die of tuberculosis in a damp apartment. And then years later, whoever made the most amount of money gets a statue made out of them. That's all in our thing. So we can't look the other way with these fucking boy soldiers. So what's the easiest thing to do? Just make that guy look like a freak show. First of all, who hasn't jerked off in a parking lot, honestly? You know, who hasn't done that? You know, your fucking girl goes in to exchange something. You're sitting there. You're bored. You can't get any radio reception because, you know, it's back in the day. You just say, yeah, I'm bored, right? You got a girl in your life, so you know there's going to be some sort of napkins in the car. What are you going to do, right? You got the captain's chairs. No one can see you. Oh, this is taking forever. Hey, what if I rub one out, right? But now everybody's got a fucking camera. You know what's amazing is that everybody hasn't got caught jerking off in public at this point. Everybody's got a camera in their cell phone. What I'm trying to say, people, is I don't buy it. And it doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck whether the guy from Coney was jerking off in a parking lot or not. That doesn't change whether or not there's boy soldiers in Uganda. But what's great is then the conversation switches from what's going on over there to, oh, what's this guy doing? Is he rubbing his dick like we all do? And then everybody would be like, yeah, but we don't do it in public. Oh, so what? That makes you better? Doesn't make you better. It just makes you more considerate. Doesn't it? I mean, if you had two people and they were both shooting heroin and one person had the decency to do it in their house and the other person does it out in public, at the end of the day, you're both drug addicts. So if you're really going to sit there and shit on this guy for jerking off, then you would have to basically be not jerking off at all. Right? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm asking you to look into your hearts. If you have not rubbed one out, let he who has not rubbed one out in some sort of pub. No, you never jerked off at work. God, I'm fucking bored. Excuse me, let me go to the bathroom. Maybe they think I'm taking a shit standing up. Right? Come on. If you're a guy and your arms are long enough, at some point you've jerked off in some place where you shouldn't have. You jerked off to somebody you shouldn't have. You've done it. We've all been there. Who gives a fuck? There's still boys fighting in wars over there. So, you know, if you want to help out, help out. If you don't, don't. But don't let some guy rubbing one out in a parking lot change your mind either way. You know what they're doing right now? They're doing what women do when they argue, when they start to lose, is they bring up other shit and they spin it into a different room. And next thing you know, you're arguing a whole different argument. An argument that they wanted you to fucking argue so they knew that they could win, rather than keeping the argument on fucking track of saying, listen, sweetheart, I don't like the way you fucking been dressing lately, okay? I got in this relationship to treat you like a piece of fucking meat. All right? And lately, you've been slacking off. Ugh, God. Let me adjust my weight. Maybe the funny's on this side of the couch. What else? What do we got here? Come on, Bill. You got another 11 minutes. Huh? You know what I feel like right now? Like if I was in the Tour de France, I would be in the Pyrenees right now. All right? And my podcast is that one bald motherfucker with the bracelet. And he just looked back at me to see how I'm doing. He's seeing my fucking mouth hanging open. And now he's going into fucking second gear and I'm going to lose this stage. Okay? Except the Lance Armstrong is my fucking podcast this week. If you didn't get the metaphor. Was that a metaphor? It wasn't a simile. Simile is like or as, right? My podcast is like, I always want to say Greg LeMond. What a douche that guy is, Greg LeMond. I still can't get over how he talks trash about Lance fucking Allworth, whatever the fuck his name is. What is it? Lance what? Lance Whitaker? You only won 7 bike races, Bill. What the fuck have you ever done? Did I ever even win a bike race in my childhood? You know, I tried to beat my brother one time in a bike race, and that motherfucker always beat me because he had big legs, you know? And I had little legs, little bitchy legs. And our driveway was a hill. And so we lived on this busy street, so we'd always have to fucking stop and then, you know, look both ways and then cross the fucking street. So from a dead stop, I can never beat this son of a bitch. So one day we're racing home, and I come up with a brilliant fucking idea. I'm like in second grade. I know what? I'll cross while we're racing. When he goes to stop, I'll be already going up the driveway, and I'll get to beat him and his fucking Bo Jackson thighs right up the goddamn driveway. And I swear to God, I turned around and I looked. Evidently, I didn't look well enough, and I fucking pulled out right in front of a Jeep. And all I heard was, boom, right? Next thing you know, I'm fucking upside down. And I vaguely remember seeing the bumper and feeling the heat of the engine. And then, like, I don't know, like 2 seconds later, I was opened my eyes and I was laying across the yellow double line on the road. I was out for like literally like fucking 5 seconds. Long, like, because by the time I stood up to get out of the street, the guy in the Jeep had already got out, this big son of a bitch, and he was crying, going, oh my God, I hit him, I hit him, I hit him. And he came up, he's like, I'll buy you a new bike. My bike was all mangled. And all I was thinking was, my dad's going to fucking kill me for fucking up my bike, because that's how it was in the 70s. All right? I know if that happened to a kid nowadays, my parents would have sued the guy in the Jeep for everything he was fucking worth and then bought me a bicycle made out of gold and that guy's 401k plan, right? But this was the 70s. People didn't sue. People yelled at kids for being dumb when they did dumb shit. So I was like, oh my God, they're going to fucking kill me. My bike's all fucking mangled. And then I went to the hospital in a taxi cab. All right? I told this story before. Remember that? I told you, I got hit right on the side of the fucking head. It happened on a Wednesday. I remember it happened on a Wednesday because then I didn't have to go to school. The guy said he doesn't have to go to school for the rest of the week. So I got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. And all that was fucked up about me was on the side of my head. Put your fingers on the side of your temples right now, right? And bite down on your molars. You doing that right now? You feel that little thing that goes in and out? That's right where I got hit. So it hurt to chew. So for 4 days, I ate with a little spoon. And I didn't know. It was fucking awesome. I didn't have to fake sick. I didn't have to pretend that I was sick. And for 4 days, which is a goddamn eternity, I got to fucking chill out. 54 minutes. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I don't know how you fucking people do this. This is like your work week, isn't it? Just staring at the fucking clock. Hey, you know, I always make fun of how Bon Jovi can somehow sell out giant stadiums in New Jersey, but for some reason can't sell out a fucking Denny's in Oregon. I don't even know if that's true. I just like shitting on him. Somebody wrote and said, hey, Bill, love the podcast. I know one of your vexing questions of our age is, why the fuck is Bon Jovi so popular in New Jersey? I get that they're from there, but giant stadium? Anyways, he goes, I'm a U.S. service members stationed overseas in Germany. When I first moved here 2 years ago, I saw a Volkswagen in my town with a Bon Jovi sticker on the side of the car. I thought, holy shit, that is one dedicated fan. And wouldn't it be funny if VW really made a Bon Jovi edition of the vehicle? Well, I started seeing the car elsewhere in Germany, and finally I Googled it. It's real. The attached photo is a picture I took on the base of a VW Bon Jovi. Yeah, and it's not a sticker. It's literally like the emblem, like on the side of your car if it says Prius or Monte Carlo, right? Isn't that funny that Chevy named that car Monte Carlo? Have you ever seen Monte Carlo? Monte Carlo, that's in France, and it has like fucking, like that's all the Illuminati money. And in America, it's some shitty, actually not shitty, it's a good looking car. Back in the 80s it was. But come on, you know, it was a poor man's Caddy. It's a poor man's Buick. Anyways, they actually, it's the, yeah, like whatever, it's the make, not the make. Not the make. What the fuck is it? They say make type. I don't fucking know. I'm sleepy. It's on the side of the goddamn fucking car. We got a picture of it, everybody. You know what I feel like right now? I feel like one of those guys who gives those double-decker tour bus guys, you know? And I don't know shit about the city. And I don't give a fuck. And somebody hooked me up with the job. That's what I feel like. Anyways, that's the podcast for this week, everybody. I apologize. I take full responsibility of this. I'm going to do this like when an athlete blows a game and he knows the press is going to trash him, so he just jumps on the fucking grenade before they throw it in his face. I take full responsibility for that loss, and I didn't get it done. I didn't get it done. All right, shows I have coming up. All right, you cunts. I'm going to be at the DuPont Theater in Wilmington, Delaware on March 30th. Or March 35th. 31st. 35th. Jesus, Bill, wake up. March 31st. The cavalcade of humor continues. When Bill Burr shows up to Massachusetts' own, Bill Burr shows up to the Music Hall in Troy, New York. On April 1st, I'll be at the Tarrytown Music Hall with Paul Verzi. Paul Verzi, New Jersey's own Paul Verzi, who's he's a Jets and a Giants fan. He's one of those guys. Whoever's winning, he becomes the fan of them. April 27th. I'm doing a college gig, and this is open to the public. This is very rare. This is a situation that does not occur a lot, hence a rare situation. I'm going to be at Concord College in Concord, New Hampshire, all right, on April 27th. And I have all the links here on BillBurr.com. You just click on shows, and then you click on the go button next to the gig you want to go to, and next thing you know, you're going to the fucking show, unless your girl gets sick and doesn't want to go. And then you got to eat the fucking tickets and you resent her. When she falls asleep, you give her paper cuts with the tickets between her toes. June 15th, 16th, and 17th, I'm going to be in San Jose, California.
Vacationing?
No, I'm going to be at the Improv, San Jose, California, June 15th through the 17th. And if that city isn't enticing enough, you could then, like the Grateful Dead, follow me to another luxurious city, a place called Ontario, California, part of the Inland Empire that conquered the middle region of Southern California hundreds of years ago. I'm going to be at the Ontario Improv on June 29th, 30th, and July 1st. Those are going to be great shows because I hate that city. So I will be extra cunty and probably a lot funnier than I am on this podcast. And the last one I have for you, for all you white trash people, anybody out there got a mullet? I got back to back. July 13th, 14th, and 15th, I'm at the Improv in West Palm Beach. All right? And if that isn't white trash enough for you, I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida, home of Disney World, the Epcot Center, and the day after pill. The morning after, what do they call it? Orlando, Florida. I'm going to be at the Orlando Improv September 7th, 8th, and 9th. And finally, I'll be at the Brea Improv September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And I know what you're thinking. Wow, Bill, those are a lot of club dates. Those are a lot of shows you're going to do there. You're kind of fucking old. What are you doing all those shows for? Well, I'll tell you why, everybody. I'm building up my new hour. All right? I'm building up my new hour. I was supposed to learn how to ride a fucking motorcycle today, but it was supposed to rain, so everybody canceled it. So hopefully next week I'll have some stories about me trying to learn how to ride a motorcycle or something. Hopefully I'll have something remotely funny for you people. Okay, that's the podcast for this week, everybody. And I think it's very fitting for me to end with the exact amount of energy I have right now in this tone of voice. All right? Oh, YouTube video of the week for drummers out there. Why don't you guys look up the Drew Groove applied to the modern drum set? We'll have all these videos up on the, on BillBird.com on the podcast page. There we go. I'm actually doing this right now with my eyes closed. Okay. I'm trying to think of an artist who used to perform with his eyes closed. Mitch Hedberg, the great Mitch Hedberg. So that's sacrilegious because I'm about 1/90th as funny as that son of a bitch. And speaking of funny, Patrice O'Neill, everybody. I know I mentioned it a while back. I want to thank all you guys who went out and downloaded Mr. P. His CD was number one on iTunes and generated a lot of money for his mom. And if you're going to buy any comedy or anything like that, I'd appreciate if you do that. If you would buy Mr. P. I told you guys eventually I was going to tell some stories about him, but I'm still stunned by that whole situation. And I don't want to talk about it. So at some point I will. But anyways, that's the podcast for this week. Please download Mr. P. Amazon.com, all that type of shit. And that's it. Go fuck yourselves. Have a good week. Don't take any shit. And yeah, people are still boy soldiers in Uganda. Whether or not that guy's rubbing one out or opening his ass for the world to see. Don't ever forget that. Don't lose sight of what the real story is. Okay? That is all. Good night, and God bless the United States of America.